This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Really big show, Michael. Is it a big show this week or not?
It's a very big shoe.
Very big shoe. We come from the era of Ed Sullivan, and that was the reference. So for people under 40 who don't, maybe even people under 50, don't have a clue as to who Ed Sullivan was. That was one of the great things as kids growing up. We always watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, right?
Had all those big acts. Everybody listening to this broadcast has heard
yes.
of Ed Sullivan.
Ah, okay, that's good.
I do not believe that there's one person listening to this broadcast that does not know. Not one, I mean, unless it's a child in the back seat of the car or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no adult person listening to this broadcast is what talk radio listeners are informed. Ed Sullivan's not that long ago. He pops mm-hmm. up in references all the time. And the reason I said it was because when you said a really big show, that was an Ed Sullivan line.
Yes.
And he of course, pronounced it shoe.
Shoe.
So they would say a really big shoe.
Shoe.
Was a joke. Now, people may not know that, but they certainly know Ed Sullivan. I think.
There's kind of a
punchline. If anybody out there
that
doesn't know Ed Sullivan, they should send us a note and explain
right.
how.
Yeah,
George Washington was before all of our time, but, you know, I'm not afraid to refer to him, are you?
We know who he is, and Abraham right. Lincoln, but do you know who President Polk was?
Polk, James Polk was one of my favorite presidents. Him and,
was he?
Millard Fillmore.
Uh-huh, like him, too. William Henry Harrison. Yeah, let's hear William, those guys.
He was a good one.
I wonder if, before we get to our list, going into that for just a second, and 100 years from now, will people be saying the same thing about, like, George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? Who were those people? Who were they? They're forgettable. Are they forgettable presidents? Are
people
most of them
say, 100 years from now, people will say, I remember President Clinton. I remember President Bush. I remember the other President Bush, President Trump, and President Obama, because I heard Doug Steffen talk about them all
yes.
the time on
Thank
his show.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Well, this is not my show. This is your show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I am Doug Steffen, and this is our weekly get-together to go through the charts for the week of April 26th to the 30th. And that's the week in question, the stories, the people. So shall we away to the list, Michael?
Okay, and step aside. This is my show, you see? Okay, here we go. At number 10... shouldn't laugh at my own stupid jokes. Number 10, election security.
Nobody else
Arizona.
Will, so you might as well.
Exactly. I provide my own laugh track. Not election bad. Security, Arizona election audit. That's at number 10. Number 9, U.S. foreign policy on China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. We have a heavy-duty menu of foreign policy issues. At number 8, the Giuliani raid. At number 7, climate change and the education crisis, tied at number 7. At number 6, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, ties into this, police reform, gun control, and the Supreme Court of the United States taking on a concealed weapons case that will have a huge impact on our interpretation of the Second Amendment. At number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives, money. Number 2, the Biden speech, and all kinds of Washington Party politics attendant to that discussion. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the surge taking place in India, not to forget Brazil. On the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin at 10. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. He's got all kinds of problems in England. At number 8, Rudy Giuliani.
Most of them of his own creation, excuse me.
Boris is a character. Talking about characters, Rudy Giuliani is in a world of hurt at number 8.
There you go.
Andrew Brown Jr. at number 7.
Do you really think he's in a world of hurt? I think he's
yes.
this kind of like, it's like life is. Did you hear him on WABC? We went back on his show there. In a world of hurt because you think he's guilty and he's going to have to go to jail or what?
Oh, I don't know if he's guilty or not. I think that he's got to fight to defend himself now, and he may be found guilty. He may not, but no matter what, he's got to deal with some major problems that could lead to him going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
They would not have raided his offices and his home the way they did with Michael Cohen if they didn't have a case. Some kind of a case. They obviously are after something, and you know, when the FBI goes after you, they don't like to lose. They don't like to lose. If an FBI agent or a policymaker goes after a case and they don't make the case, they get in trouble. So, no, this is serious for Rudy. I don't know. I'm not saying he's guilty or not.
He had the hard drive from Hunter Biden's experience in China in his apartment. He said to the FBI, "You want this?" And they said no. So if they were there to get all the stuff that is pertinent, why would they say no to that would be a question a lot of people are asking. And I'm not sure there's a great answer for it, but I think it's a good question, don't you?
I guess any question you ask is a good question, but I don't know what the details are. I don't know the details other than when the FBI raids an attorney. That's serious stuff, because there's that whole issue of attorney-client privilege that is locked in many of those devices as collateral damage, just people. I mean, if you had some type of a dealing with Rudy Giuliani or Michael Cohen as your lawyer, and it really had nothing to do with Donald Trump, but just you were one of his clients and this personal privilege stuff there that you do not want out, you'd be sweating now saying, oh, my God, the FBI has access to my case.
Well, there are some who say that it's a witch hunt, a political witch hunt. The Democrats are trying to get at anybody that was close to Trump. Is there any truth to that?
Possible. Is there truth to it? There's truth to the fact that people are saying that. I don't know if it's true, but it is true what you said, that a lot of Republicans are saying it's Democratic Party politics. Mm-hmm. Others are saying it's fair game, that they still have to prove things. This is very interesting, but I don't think this is just another day, you know, at the races for Rudy Giuliani. Sure. I think Rudy Giuliani's got his problems, and I think that he's going to be dealing with them. I don't know whether he's guilty or not, but you don't want to be investigated by the FBI. That's not something that you know, being investigated by the FBI is the worst, you know, the IRS and the FBI, you don't want to mess with them.
Who wants that? Yeah, well, they have the power of the big government money that you and I have supplied them to go after people like this. They have an endless supply of money and people, so they can go do whatever they want. It's political hacksterism as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Giuliani, you can make a case for him these days not being a shining light. Have you heard his program on WABC? He's on every day, for an hour on ABC Midday?
I've heard it before. I haven't heard it in a while, but I did.
Is it good? Yeah. Is it interesting? He's got great stories. He's got to have great stories to tell, I would think.
It's been very political. It's been very what I heard, it's very political. You know, he's fighting the partisan battles. He's obviously the point man in terms of the voter fraud issue.
And he took a shot at the station for the way they covered his...
And all the station did is what we used to do all the time. I mean, at talk stations that I've worked at, when talk radio was emerging, I used to have a disclaimer before my show, and the stations that I managed or owned, we always said the opinions that are expressed in this program are solely the opinions of those who express them, and in no way, shape, or form reflect official editorial policy of the staff, management, or sponsors of the radio station. And then I used to add the line, and it's advisable that you listen to everything that you hear with an appropriate amount of educated skepticism.
Right.
You know, warn the person. This is opinion.
It shouldn't be that way with all, although I don't like the FCC being involved in our business much. They're way too involved in it, as far as I'm concerned. But at some point, maybe that's something that ought to be said at the beginning of every broadcast on all of these radio programs that are one-sided, all the TV shows that are one-sided.
Well, certainly would take a little bit of the edge away for those that want to do boycotts or those that want to blame sponsors. Or, you know, you work at that station, you must be you know, a conservative, or you must be a liberal, or you must be a liar.
You must like Sean Hannity. Okay. All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I don't know if we didn't do the whole list.
Oh, we didn't?
We got sidetracked by Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
Who now, based on our conversation, should be number one, but he's number eight. Andrew Brown Jr. 7, Fauci is 6, Pelosi is 5, DeSantis and McCarthy are 4, Kamala Harris is 3, Tim Scott is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. There you go.
Did you even know who Tim Scott was before this week?
Yes.
Did you? Okay. I don't remember hearing.
He used to do a lecture on James Polk that I attended at University of Northern Carolina.
Really?
I'm kidding. Right. No. No, but of course, yes, I did know who he is. Uh-huh. He's a Republican, African-American U.S. Senator, and it's interesting, an interesting choice. He did a good job on the rebuttal.
Yeah.
Served that cause well.
Well, the thing that I found interesting in my own perspective is I didn't know he was black until I looked at a picture of him earlier today. Whatever he said didn't, you know, I know the names of most all the senators, but I don't pay attention to the color of their skin. And if this address had been on radio and not television after Biden's speech the other day, nobody would have known. But now it's a big deal because people can see that he's black and, oh, he shouldn't be a Republican. How dare those Republicans put up a black guy? You know, that kind of nonsense.
And that also is a whole issue, that the African-American population of the U.S. is not a monolith. There are conservatives, there are liberals, there are people in the middle, and there are people that are just, you know, all over the place, the way is any group. White America is diverse, and so is black America.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's the way it ought to be, thank you. I think my lucky stars, I live in a place where you can have all this diversity, even though sometimes not appreciated very much. 17 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the big stories of the week, and the people associated with them, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers. He's the editor and publisher responsible for the work that they do. So we went through the story list and the people list, right?
We did.
Yes. All right, so are we done? Can we go home now?
I was going to say, now what do you want to do?
I actually,
now what do we do next? It says here...
What? It says here, it's, yeah, you have to do more on... I want to talk a little bit about something that used to be a part of the countdown. This is not by any stretch of the imagination a criticism, but it's an acknowledgement of how much stuff is going on so that you can't fit any sports stories into the top ten. Used to be that we would have one or two sports stories, and because you're such a huge football fan, I decided that I would let the audience in on your thoughts regarding the NFL draft, which seemed to get more attention this year, this week. I've never remembered that it was on a network on a regular school night, if you know what I mean. And the fact that they had like 3 hours of wall-to-wall coverage, it just seemed... to me, new. I don't know what other conclusion to come up with. I'm not a football fan, and so, I mean, I know who Tom Brady is, got that, and maybe a few of the other players, but Tebow, I think I know him. So why so much attention this year, or has there always been, and I just didn't notice it?
There's always been, and you haven't noticed it, but maybe it's growing because maybe people, you know, want more football. It's a great off-season event within the world of football, so it has been big.
Okay, so what's the, then, this is a great psychological question. What is the appeal in terms of football when we all know how dangerous it is for our children to play football and for the players themselves, and acknowledging that this, you know, has probably impacted the way the game is played, why is there this fascination with guys going out on a field throwing balls around and banging each other? It's like the hockey. I don't get that either. What's the big deal? What am I missing?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I thought you were going to ask me what's the fascination or the big deal about the draft.
Well, I started with that. Go ahead. You can start from there.
Because that question I can answer. Okay. The answer to the draft question is the draft is a crucial component to managing and operating a football team. That the relationship between up-and-coming stars on the college level of football. The farm team is the college level, and the draft, the jockeying that goes into the draft and the decision-making that has to be made to try to project, okay, how will this kid do 3 years down the road, or how does this player fit within our game scheme? This is a very, very fascinating and key part of managing football. So the draft is a major, major game unto itself, and coaches and general managers of football teams, part of their success and failure rating is how good they play the draft. So the draft is a huge part of the football situation. As for why people like football, well, because I guess it's a very well-designed game from a standpoint of the blending of brute violence with high intelligent strategy. It takes in everything. It's like chess. It's like warfare. It requires brains and brawn, and it's an exciting game when you understand it.
When your son was in high school, did he want to play football? Did he say to you,
no,
I want to play? So he didn't. You don't have to deal with
it. I encouraged my son to be the first male cheerleader in the school's history, and.
Was he?
He was there for about a week, and they didn't have enough money in the budget to buy him a uniform, so they told him he had too many extracurricular activities. My son was a varsity wrestler.
One of my friends in college became the first male cheerleader, and he found it to be more of a physical exertion than
totally.
Any football. I mean, it's unbelievable what
and dangerous
have to do. Right, exactly. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beef.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden selling his vision of America to a Georgia audience Thursday was disrupted by protesters chanting, "End detention now and abolish ICE," in reference to U.S. Immigration Enforcement Agency. "I agree with you," Biden told the demonstrators at the drive-in rally in Duluth. "I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days." End quote. It's not clear what the Democrat president meant. A New Mexico police officer got back up and returned fire after being shot by the alleged killer of a state trooper in February. Las Cruces police officer Adrian De La Garza performed a pit maneuver to stop the suspect during a pursuit after the suspect allegedly killed New Mexico State Police Trooper Darian Jarrett after a traffic stop. Newly released body cam video shows Omar Felix Cueva shooting the officer after the pit maneuver. The officer quickly gets up and fires at Cueva. Cueva was killed during the shootout with officers. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On February 24th of this year, Lady Gaga's dog walker was critically injured as her French bulldogs were stolen in a violent Hollywood, California robbery. A handful of people have been arrested. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
And the abduction of her French bulldogs. Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder. Also, conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder. Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members.
The LAPD is reporting that the suspects did not know they were Lady Gaga's dogs when stolen and only noticed the value of the breed. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to India amid a surge of new COVID-19 cases that has devastated the country's healthcare system. State Department officials on Wednesday said Americans should not travel to India or to leave as soon as it is safe to do so, citing reports of U.S. citizens being denied care from the overwhelmed hospitals in that country. U.S. citizens wishing to depart should use available commercial options now, the State Department said on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four at the hour here on our weekend review. The end of the week brings a focus on Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 items that are being discussed on the. These are the most discussed topics, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination complete list. Right? It's hard for you to break this down, isn't it? Every week.
Well, it's certainly not simple. We're pretty good at it. We've been doing it for 30 years, and the industry basically finds it to be a standard measurement. But it's not 100% accurate because these are things that you don't know. How do you measure? But it's that way with many things. But it's pretty good snapshot of what's being talked about. But oh my gosh, it doesn't have any of the local stories, and that's a major part of talk radio. Because, you know, what's local in, you know, Bar Harbor, Michigan may not make it to the top you know, 10 in the country, but it's big there. So there's far more to talk radio conversation than just this list. But this is a pretty accurate list to give a thumbnail overview of what the big topics are.
Right. You know what? One of the things that has been a discussion on the DGV program this week, and I've heard it elsewhere, is the Oscar watch, if you will, the diversity rules, whether it's a progress or patronizing. I found it to be obnoxious, frankly, and I shut the thing off. I just think it's become very patronizing. But that's something, I guess, is that dependent on the political persuasion, do you think, of the host as to how it is viewed?
Well, there was no host. There was no host.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the Oscar. I'm talking about the radio people that would be talking about
The reason the Oscars are not on the list is because they happen on a Sunday. And what happens is, unless there's a major political story attached to it, like black people boycotting it because there's not enough African-American representation, or any number of news stories, the biggest news story about this was that they were having it in the COVID era, trying to figure out a way to make it relevant and entertaining, but not dangerous, obviously. And the fact that this year, more than any year in the past, a majority of the population hasn't seen any of the movies.
Right.
People don't even know the names of these movies, which is a departure from the days of Lawrence of Arabia and Ben-Hur and Gone with the Wind, and when everybody knew the movies.
An ancillary side to that, what I found interesting this week as we talked about it, was the number of people. You know, we have a fellow who does just movie conversation with us on DJV, and he's been with me for 29, not as long as you have been, 29 years in the morning. And his focus on the movies and how basically Hollywood's eating its young, because these big companies are pushing and pushing and pushing people to buy subscriptions and watch it at home. And there now appears to be a really strong backlash. Maybe part of it is that we couldn't go during the pandemic. But the other part of it is, I think, the American spirit has always been kind of, don't tell me what to do, I'll figure it out on my own. And so you look at the economy. I have my favorite movie chain is Arclight, or was, because they've been put out of business by all of this. And it brings around, at least in my my conversational circle, Michael, a focus on the economy, which was number three this week on the countdown, and what toll has been taken by all of this this new normal, if that's what you want to call it. I find it obnoxious is the nicest way I can put it. I find it to be about as destructive as almost anything I've experienced in my life other than September 11th and Vietnam, perhaps. And maybe that's a really strong
statement. The pandemic?
Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. This is one of the most destructive things. This is one of the most destructive things in a century.
Yeah.
This is up there with World War.
Nobody's giving any. Well, we're at war with China, and nobody's giving it any credence. You know, you read that Epoch Times. Well, what mainstream news conversation program focuses on the Chinese responsibility for COVID? Where do you hear that conversation? You read it in the Epoch Times, but where do you?
The Epoch Times is specifically designed for that. They're designed as a counterpoint.
But isn't it a mainstream point of view? Isn't it? I mean, I find it.
The mainstream point of view is that we have a complicated relationship with China and that we're part of the problem. It's not just that China's waging war against us and we're just totally unwilling victims.
You mean the way we've economically shored them up?
Yes, we're in bed with China. The power structure of the United States is in bed with China. The corporate structure of America is in bed with China. And the consumers in America, which means you and me and everybody listening to this, are in bed with China.
Not me.
Take a
I
look
won't
in your closet and see who made your products.
Yeah, I know. I won't do it anymore, though. No more.
Okay, well, but there is a rising consciousness expressed in all the media that that we're having a problem with China, whereas 10 years ago, China is practicing capitalism and we're becoming partners with them and we're friends with them and they're no longer terrifying as they were during the days of Mao Zedong, and they wore funny costumes and funny uniforms and they were behind the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. Now they wear business suits and they have cheesecake with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And they're still stabbing us in the back.
Right, exactly. Congratulations. So in the greater scope of things here, in terms of discussion on the radio, The pandemic interruption, some people call it, it's now sort of beginning to pass. The reality is that worlds and countries will not be. It sort of reminds me of September 11th, but it was only in America that things changed drastically, whereas with this situation, things have changed drastically all around the world, and not just here. So how do we, when we talk about this stuff, are we always going to sort of acknowledge COVID? We've kind of forgotten about September 11th. We acknowledge it on the date, but we don't pay much attention to it other than, you know, maybe an occasional reference back to...
Well, COVID happened. COVID is happening now, and September 11th happened 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years.
But 20 years
20
from
years
now?
Ago today.
20, yeah. It's 20... Yeah,
I shouldn't refer to it, though. They were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right, and of course, who remembers that? And that's the question. Who will remember this COVID 20 years from now, or when your grandchildren or my grandchildren are adults? Will there be a focus? They grew up with it.
Damn right. I think they will remember it. I think every kid that's on Zoom and every kid that is stuck with their parents in the house and can't go about summer camp and all the things that they would do, I think the kids will be talking about COVID throughout their lives the same way our generation talks about the, you know, where were you when Kennedy was killed? Mm-hmm. I think it's a big deal. Now you're making the case it'll be forgotten, and there's a certain degree of truth to what you're saying, that we move on to other things, but I don't think we're going to move on from COVID. Look, we're still talking about the Spanish flu of a century ago, and pictures are shown of people with masks, yeah, and
I actually remember the first conversation on the air that I had about this, and my reference to the Spanish flu. And Victoria Keelan, who's one of the ladies that's on the DJV show with me, took me to task. Nobody cares about that, and that's not relevant, yada, yada. And it proved to be very relevant.
How old is she, 17?
I think she's 37. But it is in the perspective, isn't it? Your age, your experience, and that's too bad.
And
because
your education.
History is history.
And your education. Yeah. I believe, and that's why I get a little testy when we talk about the Ed Sullivan thing. I believe it's important to be current.
I do too.
It's
cultural.
But I believe in history. I believe in pop cultural history. I believe in history, and I believe in the old adage: "Those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it." I think we have a huge problem in America with education, and one of the key components of that weakness is history and civics.
Yep, agreed, 100%. It's the same sort of thing when we get down to this business of, you know, reforming the police departments. We need to reform education. We need to reform public service, frankly, because none of us are satisfied with what we get for our money invested through the tax dollar. I mean, look at all of the things, the condition of the roads. Biden made a big deal out of that this week. Without ever addressing, nobody ever addresses the real problem, which are the unions that get the bureaucrats to accept a lesser standard so that the roads are not well built, the bridges are not well built, so they can keep the union guys working all, you know, try to find a road somewhere in America that isn't being worked on all the time. And then go to Europe and drive around, you'll see nobody working on the roads because they build them right in the first place. And why that is not a subject of informational conversation is beyond me, because we're the ones that are getting, you and I, who pay the bill, are the ones getting screwed.
It's interesting.
You know, and so where's Joe Biden on that?
Get him on the phone.
Yeah, thanks. 800-281-APPLE. Yeah. Right. Here's some information to keep you healthy. Keeping you healthy the right way is something that I'm very interested in. For all the folks that listen to all of my programs, and you've heard me over the past 4 years or so, I think maybe even a little longer even, talking about Calitrin, which is a weight loss product. It's a formula, and the formula does not have stimulants or drugs in it. What it does have is collagen protein and digestive enzymes, sort of a complex body repair system, if you will, and that's aimed at helping you to get rid of the fat, build a little more muscle into your system so that you will, without any side effects, build a better, stronger, more vibrant body. Let's face it, if you're overweight, you're not having a good time because it's hard carrying all that extra weight around. But if you get yourself down to ideal body weight, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus refers to it, then you're going to be in pretty good shape. And that's why Calitrin is as popular as it is, because it gets you into good shape. And if you keep on the program, you'll stay in good shape because you keep the weight off. That's product information you can get and then some by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. When you check it all out, decide you want to buy the product, you get special deals, special spring pricing right now by going to toploss.com and using the code DJV.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, talk radio countdown time, 48 after the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Michael Harrison interview at MHInterview.com. We were talking about last week the focus on this particular... Well, you tell the story.
We have Gene Bean Baxter. He's a 30-year veteran of L.A. Radio, Hall of Famer, top broadcaster, and then quick, boom, on a dime, moved back to England where he was born and raised his first few years. Now he's broadcasting in England, and he left America because he's sick of the politics and the toxic atmosphere.
Show is called Kevin and Bean. It was on mornings in L.A.
Right.
Good show, interesting show.
Yeah. Right. And if anybody wants to check out our video, it's IKnowYouAreReal.com.
Michael is a member of the Gun Hill Road singing group doing that song. We played it first here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. In a matter of moments, Chuck Curry is going to be here to talk about the new movie from Jason Statham that'll be out this weekend. See if you want to go see that. I, for one, think I would like to go see it. Let's see how that works. And I'm sure we have other juicy tidbits from Chuck right after this.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sounds a little like the theme from that movie. What was the name of the movie that Sean Connery and Nick
The Rock.
Nicholas Cage, The Rock, right. Doesn't
yeah,
it sound
I think
like
it's the same composer. I think it's the same composer, Hans Zimmer. Sometimes
okay.
they come, their themes sound somewhat familiar. This is actually a theme to Gladiator, which premiered this day, Doug, in 2000. Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, directed by Ridley Scott, went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Really good film with a great rousing score and a great last 30 minutes of that movie. Russell Crowe was never better. He also, I believe, won the Oscar for Best Actor. I think he's a fantastic actor, Russell Crowe, and a fantastic talent. It doesn't work enough for me. Jor-El in the Man of Steel movie. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, is he lazy?
I don't know. I mean, he appeared in that movie earlier this year where he put on a very heavy.
Ugly. He was.
Yeah, he played that nasty villain in that movie. But I'm a big fan. I like Russell Crowe.
I know you do.
A lot.
Right,
he
I'm
was
looking
great
at some,
in Gladiator.
Some of the movies that are around, there's a movie called Walking with Herb, which I never heard of before. What do you know about that, if anything?
Me neither. Don't know anything about it.
I don't know.
All
I
can tell you is this. Man of Wrath actually comes out next weekend, May 17th.
I thought it was this weekend.
There's nothing. I mean, if you're a multiplex, I know they're owned by some of these major corporations, but you got to be sitting there going, like, what are we going to do here? I mean, there's really nothing coming out this weekend other than a horror film called Separation. There's not much product to put on their screens, especially if you have 10 screens or more. Some of the independent theaters, like the one I'm involved with, Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg, has more ability to mix and match some independent stuff than some of the Oscar bait movies we could put on the screen and do a couple classic revivals once in a while. So the model works a little bit better. Having said that, I still think, even though there's been a slight uptrend and uptick, Doug, in people coming to the movies, it's not enough yet. We need more confidence and we need more product really to motivate people to come to movie theaters. And
yeah, it's
not, we're not there yet.
Walking with Herb is an Edward James Olmos vehicle with George Lopez, so it's got to be some kind of Hispanic story with those two guys in it.
Probably.
And I don't know if they get me to go to the movies. Then there's something called Together Together with Ed Helms and Patty Harrison.
Yeah, we have that booked. That actually was the number one, what they call specialty movie. That means a smaller independent movie designed for some of these independent theaters.
What's it about?
I'm not quite sure what it's about. But I know it performed fairly well, all you know, for considering the circumstances. I just want to point out that this day in history, 1939, Batman first appeared in Detective Comics number 27. And I think, just my opinion, Batman, created by Bob Kane, is the greatest comic book creation of all time. My favorite superhero, now played by 7 different actors: Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, and now Robert Pattinson will be in the next Batman movie. Like James Bond, the character of Bruce Wayne, Batman Doug seems to be interchangeable, and I have a feeling before all said and done, you'll have 20, 30 actors playing this character in the next 25, 30 years. It's going to go on and on. I love Batman. Just wanted to say that.
I'm looking at another movie called A Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Looks like another God movie, although it has Myra Sorvino in it, who is a well-known and kept. But whenever Kevin Sorbo shows up in a movie, it usually is one of the God Squad movies.
That is true. That is true.
Right.
They call them Christian-based themes. Yep.
Yeah, that's what they are. All right, a little preachy for me, but a lot of people like them. That's good. 59 past the hour. Thanks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.